Legendary Souls! My name is Joff, and I'm one of the many New Earth leaders. A beautiful time is now. It's quite glorious. I thought I was done for the day. I did a couple of pods already. But on my way out, universe spoke. It's like, just give him one more. There's one more that's within you. Just get it out there. Oh, all right. I listen. And this one here is about, about 4 years ago, man. I've been on a journey, man. I've learned a lot of truths about this place, about, I don't even know what you really want to call it, corruption, about the deception of what's been taking place. A lot of this stuff I've known for a while. And 4 years ago, I thought they were going to come out. I've actually still got two videos that I on my YouTube channel that I never released. I was waiting for the right time. And I got a feeling that time is imminent. It's very soon. And that's what this message here is about, in the respect of basically brace yourselves for impact, because there's going to be a lot of truths that are about to come out due to the election that's taken place in America. Yeah, a lot of truths. As he look, I haven't seen any of the campaign. This is probably one of the last ones about I speak about any sort of politics, because as you might have seen in my previous podcast, that I believe councils will be formed on this beautiful Mother Gaia, and there'll be more run by the people for the people, how it should be, which would resonate with basically everyone that listens to this, I believe. By the people for the people, instead of these mandatory voting. Like, come on, it's so outdated. Anyway, what I believe is to come, bracing for impact of the truth that will be revealed in the coming months, years. I feel that it's just going to be a lot of the truths about the deception that's taken place on this planet, a lot of the many lies that have been covered up by the continuous negative beings that are in power all over the different countries around the world. I believe that there's a few different countries already that have got different leadership, which will spark the other leaders, the New Earth leaders, to kind of pop up as well, to step into their role, and that's the thing, is the transition of power right now from the authoritarian figures, from the negative energy, from the elites, the powers that were, to the people. We are in full transition, people. We are in absolutely amazing transition. It's closer than you think, that the power is in the people's hands. And what I mean by the people, it's like, oh, but I don't know if I, just trust any willy-nilly. It's not like that. It's about the legends out there that are here to lead the new earth into sovereignty, into peace, into unity. It's coming in hot. It is coming in hot. It is inevitable, and nothing can stop it, which is actually pretty special, isn't it? Isn't that special? Oh, I love it. I love talking about it, Today I came out here into nature only intending to talk about, do one message, and I didn't even know, what have I done, 3, 4 now? Like, just, it's special. I'm so passionate about freedom for the people, freedom for the legends out there to live, to do what they chose to do by coming here, and that's living your best life, thriving, and sharing your inner gifts with everyone, because everyone is unique. Everyone is unique. Everyone has a different, unique energy that they emit. And all you got to do, if you really want to assist the shift in consciousness, is to be yourself. Isn't that too simple though, Joff? No, it's not. And how is that? Why is that? Because they have us living in a certain frequency. It's like a programmed frequency. They want us to live a life that basically, like everyone. Oh, live how they live. Why don't you live how they live? Why don't you do what they do? Oh, this is how you should do it. This is what success really is. This is how we do it. It's like, well, nah, man, I'm going to do me. I've got a different version of success. I've got a different version of whatever. I'm going to be me. Don't tell me what to do. Do I tell you what to do? And that's a real, I love bringing that up, because a lot of people love telling people how to live. And it's a program. It's not the being, it's the program. It's fear. It's lower vibrational frequencies. It's guilt, shame. It's jealousy. A lot of that shit. And that's the thing, is if anyone's bringing you down or telling you not to do shit, be aware. Just be aware. The ones that are lifting you up saying, yeah, great idea, have a go, why not? That's the energy of the fifth dimension. That's the energy of the new earth. That's the energy that I'd pay attention to. The old energy, that stuff, the limiting stuff, that's old programs. You know, you make sure you let them know, hey, I'm going to be me, you be you. Don't force your shit onto me. Stand up for yourself. Be you, you legend. Be your unique energy. Be you, because you're perfect the way you are. You're perfect the way you are. You know, as long as whatever you're doing is not harming people. If you're going around harming people and you got people telling you not to do it, well, maybe listen, you know what I mean? Obviously, this is obvious shit. You know, sometimes I'll say things and people are like, oh, but what about this? You know, you say go and just be you and you can go and kill people. It's just like, calm down. Look, how are you listening to my stuff? I'm talking about peace and love here, yeah? But with peace and love comes standing up for yourself. That's all you got to do. It's not bloody going harming others. Just stand up for yourself and you'll find that you naturally will attract in legends around you that stand up for themselves. And then you've all of a sudden, you've got not only legends around you that stand up for themselves, but they're going to stand up for you. And they're going to have your back. And you're going to have legends around you that have your back. I'm honored and appreciative and grateful that I've had legends around me in my experience, from basically my whole experience. And why is that? Because I'm a good man. Because I encourage others. Because I empower others. Because I live a life of positivity. And I overflow that positivity for other legends out there. And always other legends have my back. Always. Because I've got their back. That's just how it is. And any time I will always call myself out. If I'm ever taking away from someone else's experience or limiting them, I will tell them. I will say, listen, man, like this is an idea here. You make up your own mind. You know what I mean? And it's not even about limiting them. It's just sometimes if there's a message comes through, I will let them know. But at the same time, people got to make up their own minds. It's not about this is what you should do. This is how you live. Nah, no one should be telling anyone what to do. All we've got to do is encourage. And inspire and lead by example. A lot of the time, we don't need to say anything. All we gotta do is be ourselves. And that does enough. It does more than enough, actually. And it's about feeling into exactly that enoughness. You know, a lot of the matrix, a lot of the powers that were, a lot of their limiting belief tactic is to put us into lack, into wanting more, and into put us into not enough. To feeling like we're not enough, to feel like that we're not worthy of happiness, that kind of stuff, yeah? That is a program that has been put on many people, by the way, potentially people in your experience right now. Just be aware of that. If anyone's putting you down, putting you into lack or into not feeling not enough or to feeling unworthy, just let them know, nah. Just let them know. They can do what they want with others. You know, that's all you can do is stand up for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Because, you know, we are all abundant beings. We all recharge. Our energy it's beautiful. And that's, again, it's interesting. We're going on a big loop here in the cycle of the distortion of what's taking place. These truths that are going to come out. And a lot of these truths are going to come out through this because they have limited our abundant energy. We are all abundant. If you get your ass to nature, Mother Gaia, she's going to feed you with beautiful high vibrational love, beautiful oxygen. The trees want to love you so much. They're going to give you your power back so that you not only survive, but you thrive. That you feel like you're enough. That you feel like you're worthy of happiness, of whatever you want. Because you are. You're a legend. And that's what these messages are about. This one here is about a lot of these truths that are going to come out. They're just showing you like the negativity of the TV, tell lies to your vision. That thing is so powerful. You know, I literally, I've mentioned it a few times and I'll mention it again. I don't even listen to commentary on the soccer these days. I basically only watch the soccer these days on the telly. I'll watch a comedy and I'll be very conscious and aware, because our subconscious mind is always active, yeah? We're always taking in the energy of what's been spoken. As much as we, and it's up to us in the moment to discern, to be like, no, that's not for me. No, that's not for me. But if you lose yourself a little bit, you're tired and shit, you're letting in that energy. It's just, take or leave it, of course. But just be on it. Be on what you listen to and what you're watching. Because that's the thing, is drama TV that's the elites, the powers that were, that's their bread and butter. They want us on drama TV. They want us on the news. Because the news is just, and drama TV is strictly negative energy and non-reality, distortion, not truth. That's what they want us to do. That's what they want us to be. They want us to live in confusion. And that takes us on a journey to not feeling enough. Because a lot of those shows, if you feel into it, you're harnessing in a lot of the energy from the TV, and a lot of those like drama TV or even romantic like rom-coms, you call them, it's just like not enough shit. Not enough, you know, unworthiness, all this bullshit. I don't know. I'm big into this stuff in the respect of to empower, to be like, hey, create your reality. Get yourself into some life with like-minded legends around you and create the reality that you want. They're going to make you feel enough. They're going to make you feel abundant. They're going to make you feel worthy of love. They're going to make you feel so good. But the work's got to be done within. And by doing the work within, you're standing up for yourself, you're letting go of the past, letting go of the old. And I mean, I've got a whole bunch of YouTube videos about the subconscious mind, if you want to check into some of those. And feel into the rest of my, the podcast and stuff like that as well. I gotcha. Have a listen through. But the thing is that a lot of the time others can give you enough to make you feel good, but it's up to you to feel it within yourself, to value you, to feel you. It's interesting. I've gone on a journey with this because there's a YouTube video that got shadow banned, but it got a whole bunch of views. One of them got taken down recently, and the other one that got the most views was, what is it? Truth Shall Set You Free. Yeah, that one there. I would highly suggest to type that in. The Truth Shall Set You Free on YouTube, Level Up Awareness. And it takes you on a journey of the subconscious mind about how the powers that were, they want us in lack, in scarcity, in unworthiness, so that they take our power away from us. Because we're infinite beings. We're unlimited beings. We're capable of anything. Capable of anything. And there's a lot of other truths as well. You go deep into it. It's pretty beautiful. It's beautiful to find out what's been happening and what will happen, because the truth always gets revealed. Nothing can stop it. Negative energy thinks that it's taken everyone by deception, but the deception will always fall. Yes. But yeah, this is a beautiful little message, this one. I didn't even know where this was going to go. So brace yourself for impact. There's going to be a lot of truths that are going to be coming in the coming days, weeks, months, years, and that's going to lead to truths in your own experience, awakenings in your own experience. Because you deserve freedom. We all do. You deserve peace. We all do. And it's coming for everyone, whether they know it or not, whether they like it or not. If you enjoyed this and you feel that it can benefit someone else that you know, please feel free to share it with them. It would be quite glorious, actually. I would appreciate that, and they would probably appreciate that as well. But you do you. Don't let anyone tell you what to do, especially me. Anyway, that'll do it for this one here. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.